There doesn't seem to be much middle ground when it comes to opinions on Salvador Reza. Ask, say, two residents of his hometown, Phoenix.
He's a defender of the people. He's a courageous person.
I think that he's a criminal traitor to this country.
The opinions of Enrique Lara and Buffalo Rick Gleaner of Phoenix. And the subject of their praise and ire is a community organizer who believes that those who want to work, legally or not, should be welcomed with full labor rights. In this second of our series of profiles of Arizonans and immigration, NPR's Ted Robbins has this story.
Reporters surrounded Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio in a parking lot recently as he announced a crime suppression operation in central Phoenix.
There's a good possibility we may come across illegal immigrants. Yes.
Behind the reporters, Salvador Reza listened quietly. The announcement wasn't news to him. He heard about it hours earlier and walked through the neighborhood warning the illegal immigrants.
I came to tell the jornaleros to scram, to get out of here before they get arrested.
Jornalero is Spanish for day laborer, and Salvador Reza is their advocate. Former Arizona legislator Alfredo Gutierrez even compares Reza to the legendary labor organizer Cesar Chavez.
He is one authentic voice that can move, mobilize our community.
Reza has gained local notoriety by mobilizing regular demonstrations against Sheriff Arpaio's continuing crackdown on illegal immigrants. But normally, his days are much quieter. This stocky man with a long gray mustache and hair in a ponytail gets up early in the morning to open the chain-link gate of the Masoali Day Labor Center in North Phoenix. A group of mostly men come in and sit at shaded tables until prospective employers pull in. Reza then helps match the job to the man. Landscaper, house cleaner, construction worker. It doesn't matter to him if the workers are in the country illegally.
Look, to me, the people that everybody calls illegal aliens, to me they're my brothers, they're my sisters, they're my cousins.
Reza came to the U.S. himself from Mexico, crossing illegally as a child with his parents in 1961.
I still saw a sign that said, no dogs or Mexicans allowed into restaurants.
He joined the Air Force and became a U.S. citizen. Reza settled in Phoenix, where he still teaches English to immigrants. Organizing day laborers became a full-time cause about 5 years ago when he helped convince the Phoenix City Council to build the center to get workers off nearby streets. Even then, it was controversial. Nowadays, it's no longer safe for politicians to even say they support illegal immigrants.
Well, today, they're saying no illegal aliens allowed, but dogs permitted.
Under pressure, the city halted plans to build more day labor centers. Now, a group of anti-immigrant protesters sits in lawn chairs just outside the existing center holding signs. They try to stop potential employers from driving in to hire workers, even as Salvador Reza tries to convince them it's okay.
You can go in if you want to.
But the pickup truck pulls away without a worker. Verbal clashes between Reza and the protesters are not unusual. Protester Buffalo Rick Gleaner, a disabled vet, accuses fellow vet Salvador Reza of encouraging illegal activity.
He took an oath to defend this country against enemies foreign and domestic. Well, guess what? This is a domestic enemy.
Reza believes immigrants make the country stronger, even illegal immigrants. He says they represent traditional values more than the protesters.
These guys get up at 5 in the morning, work until 7 or 8 at night for $50 to $60 a day. The Puritan's work ethic, these guys have it.
Salvador Reza supports open borders, letting legitimate workers come and go with supply and demand. He doesn't understand why it's not part of the debate over immigration or free trade. But these days, that position is political poison, and it scares the daylights out of others in Arizona. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
And this is NPR News.